that it's on.
Yeah. Like, it's that fine line between distracting and having a camera pointed at you.
The angle of that is so extreme that you can see through that window up straight up there.
No, really?
Yeah, it's like
a, wow. How do you can see behind itself?
Yeah. It's like it is like chameleonic.
Yeah.
Somehow it's almost like it's 190 degree
view
or something ridiculous.
That's confusing, isn't it? How?
When you look at it, you think, well, this I'm seeing more than I can see.
Yeah.
Which means I've always found eyes quite weird.
Anyone specific?
Well, but doesn't it ever occur to you that if you could somehow make your eyes look in opposite directions?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean just that little trick. I mean actually seeing two different images.
Yeah.
Unjoined.
So how the eyes...
How
your vision...
Process
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know...
Well, yeah, so I've got two eyes... And I can sort of, I can see when things are appearing from the left or from the right, but I'm seeing one thing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm seeing a sort of a vignette.
Humans need more. Did humans have, when humans had to survive, when you had to go out and kill a saber-toothed tiger with your teeth?
Well, if you had a sort of a, if you had a giant circular mirror.
Yeah.
With a hole in it.
Yeah.
So that you could see forward through the hole. But then
I'm imagining Cro-Magnon man out on a hunt with a big mirror.
Well, yeah, it's more like a sort of a wreath, a reflective wreath.
Is this your Christmas decoration for this woods? It's for hunting.
It's a traditional Swedish hunting wreath. But your brain would see everything as normal in front of you. But then your brain would also see the reflective surface, which would be reflecting fully what was behind you.
Yeah.
You'd get 360 degree vision. How would your brain cope with that?
I don't. Would it? I think that's a good way of sending someone crazy, isn't it? Get them to wear this, you know, be attached to rods on their shell suit top.
You'd need it to be adjustable. So it could move in and out. Yeah, but I mean like, almost like one of those kind of like irises.
Okay. Oh, so you could have like two handles on the side.
Yeah, I was hoping for something motorised, but fine.
Oh, well, this is a prototype.
I was thinking of like a... like an SLR lens, like a giant SLR lens.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And we'd probably develop like a stiff neck.
At least. And at worst, a complete mental breakdown.
It's another one of those completely kind of like an invention that makes life much harder.
That would have come about because... You want to make people's lives easier. People are tired of not being able to see what's behind. Well, no, it would come about for people with stiff necks who can't quite move. You know, they woke up and they're like, I can't see a thing.
Or
I can't move my head.
No neck at all.
Oh, the necklace. They're there.
Well, I mean, like those kind of people who've been pumping iron.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they have just...
They won't get a stiff neck. I mean, they can carry... at least their own body weight. They can lift a small child above their head. So they won't have any problem with a, you know...
I can lift a small child.
Well, you have no problem at all.
But if you have no neck and you've got no interest in turning it anyway...
Yeah. Your only interest is in lifting children over your head.
You still might have a... There is a sort of a...
A nagging doubt about what's behind you.
A desire, to see 360 degree... perspective.
It's a niche market, isn't it? People with no neck who want to see 360 degrees.
Do you need to see everything?
Chunk, chunk, chunk. I sort of imagine this mirror going in and out and in and out.
I just thought of something.
Go on.
You know those comic books when we were a kid, but they were, when I was a kid, I had my dad's comic books. So they were like when he was a kid, but
yeah.
I don't even know what era these were, but the ones that had these weird adverts.
He had his dad's. Yeah. Yeah. The whole generational comic book thing.
These are...
Been passed down.
Henry V's comic books.
Stick man. Yeah, no, they had those adverts in the back. Same. With the x-ray specs.
Yeah, yeah. But when I used to look at those, I used to be completely confused, because on the one hand, it's like they're really cheap and they're for kids. Yeah. But it would say things like, life-size battleship.
Yeah.
In a box. And it would just fold out. And then there would be one, project a 40-foot ghost on the outside of your house. How? For 35p.
Project a 40-foot ghost.
How can you, be in business? When you're creating, and this is presumably 60s, 70s, 80s, I don't know when, but the ability to project a 40-foot image of a ghost or whatever onto the side of a building. Presumably that's going to need a huge amount of technology. And yet it's 35 pence in a kid's magazine. Is it bullshit?
You hear that thing about the business model. What kind of business model is this? The man hour's gone into producing a 40-foot ghost.
But did anyone ever sign up for these? Because
you could get a catalogue. Couldn't you? You could send it off and get a catalogue. And I had one of those, I'm sure I did. Either my brother or my sister did. I'm sure that was where the whole Sea Monkeys thing came from as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Sea Monkeys, that's right, yeah. Because that's the thing, it would be one hand it would be Sea Monkeys.
Yeah.
A packet of Sea Monkeys, 49 pence or...
Yeah.
I remember the one that I was interested in, Knobby Hands. By your very own amaze your friends with your very own knobby hands.
And that's an amazing name. Knobby Hands and the 40-foot ghost. Oh, I'd feed that band.
Knobby Hands for 45p or something, but then next to it, full-size battleship.
Yeah.
55p. What? Who? So is one paying for the other? How the hell?
Yeah.
Knobby Hands and a life-size replica of a battleship. Or no, it was a submarine. Yeah. I was Knobby Hands, a 40-foot ghost, Sea Monkeys, and a fully submersible submarine.
Fully working.
It was a fucking decommissioned submarine or something. But it was there was a picture of a kid
inside a submarine.
A mini submarine.
Wow. Oh, God. We should make one of these catalogues. These need to be bought back.
But it's seriously, they couldn't lie because it was a legitimate magazine. It was a legitimate...
It was a legitimate child's comic.
It's a legitimate issue of Tales of the Bizarre, the Abnormal.
Tales of the Subnormal.
Why would it have anything less than above board advertising?
Well, yeah, exactly. I think they can trick kids into this.
But the wording, to say life size, you can't misinterpret life-size submarine, fully submersible, working, with lights and klaxon. Or it was just it was like you could not misinterpret those words.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sea monkeys.
Yeah, that's
because it's the word monkey. You can call anything a monkey.
Yeah,
you know, and they turned out to be little living things.
Yes,
but not monkeys. They used to say things like, teach your sea monkeys to sing.
So TGL Seamonger's in Charleston.
That's clearly a lie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then again, I don't know, mate. I mean,
I don't know. I don't think they made noises, did they?
And like, you know, doing tricks and, you know, yeah, recognizing
you. Breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, do menial chores.
Sorting your shoes out. Just polishing your shoes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Calling you, sir. Yeah. You'll see monkeys will call you, sir.
Is there anything else today? No, you can retire for the evening now. Thank you, sir. You can,
I know where you are if I need to find you.
What are those bells on a coil above the sea monkey's tank?
Go to your quarters, you silly bugger.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know how to use the word.
That's just like the ludicrous language.
Bullshit.
That they would use.
Yeah.
It's like, no, let's not say it's a candle with a cutout of a ghost. Let's say project a 40-foot ghost on your house or your neighbour's house.
Yeah, it's just sort of...
So, yeah, maybe these were just best-case scenarios. Maybe the rules were, if you can, you know, even if it might cost thousands of pounds and, you know, very rare elements and minerals, if it could be done... Then it's not bullshit.
That's how we're going to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll sell it based on the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Like if a whole government got behind the ghost idea. A whole nation.
A whole nation.
Yeah. Using enough candles.
The population of the earth. The population of the earth bought to you all the candles that they were going to use in 1976.
Yeah. With a massive candle amnesty. And you created the world's largest prismatic diamond. the ghost would reach just a tad more than 40 feet.
If we got ITV's money behind us on a ghost special.
Network television. Couldn't do it. Well, but like, take the knobby hands. Now, why would knobby hands... If the ghost and the battleship or the submarine is not legitimate, or is a massive best case scenario working, why isn't the knobby hands? And maybe knobby hands. Best case scenario is knobby hands.
Yeah.
What would you end up getting in the box though? What would actually arrive on the doorstep? I mean, how do you track back from knobby hands?
Knobby hands.
So would it be knobbier or less knobby? No knobby?
I think we need to just, you know, define what knobby means first. Because that is, to a 7-year-old child, what does knobby mean? Mum, my hands have gone knobby. What?
What are big flapping knobs? just like...
Rubber bits hanging off. My hands have gone a bit knobby, Mum.
You wake up, or your mum comes to wake you up, and suddenly you burst out of the covers with these like loads of like knobby penises. Penis hands.
It's got 7 penises hanging off your hand.
Just like a sort of a sea anemone of penises.
Mum?
Mum, is this normal? Penis hands.
I didn't even go to school today.
Penis anemone. Yeah.
Oh, I've got tummy ache. What? My hands have gone knobby.
Yeah, I feel sick. Yeah. Looking at my hands.
I can't eat sandwiches at school with this.
So
it cocks everywhere.
Penis and enemy. I quite like that combination of words. Could just be literally a pair of rubber gloves washing up clothes.
Pair of marigolds.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
These gloves, post apocalypse, mutated the chemical plastic compound mutated to form rich, knobbly texture.
Rich. Richly textured hands. What's going on here?
Christ.
Who's this cowboy? Jesus. Wow, that's sobering, isn't it?
Disturbed then, because we're all mic'd up and wired up.
I know, we're wired up. I just went in camera going.
And we were just saying, what were we saying?
Talking about richly textured home.
Oh my God! I was thinking, if she flags me down, can I pretend I didn't see it?
Yeah.
Or just like think it's a wave or something?
Yeah.
How does she flag me down? How would she stop me?
What would she say?
Would she just bang on the bonnet as I drove past?
Oi!
Oh my God! Does it look like we can barely see? I mean, is that legal? I don't even know if that's legal.
I'm sure it's legal. It's got a suction cup on it.
Yeah.
It's just like a sat nav,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really any different.
No.
Except, I mean, you could have it there, I suppose. They could say in the middle. It's not supposed to be in the middle. I don't know.
It's a fashion.
Can't expect me to know the law. All the laws.
All of this loads.
And these are the sort of the fiddly laws about technology.
Sort of sub-laws. Technology sub-laws. It was weird, wasn't it? But I think you've got off with a caution.
Yeah, but I was thinking, is she just looking at us because we look cool?
But she's envious.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was as cool as them.
Yeah, that was part of the problem. Is just I was literally thinking about other things.
Yeah.
Not driving.
Yeah.
And I was not thinking about.
And had you been questioning about what you were thinking about?
Yeah. And I wasn't considering the law at all.
Yeah.
Which
is what you need to do every second when you're driving.
Whenever I see a policeman,
yeah.
I feel like I haven't thought about the law for ages. Oh my God, I might have just been breaking laws willy nilly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of the logic of a dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
The sort of, you know, what if you just suddenly came to your senses and you were surrounded by dead bodies or.
Yeah.
Or stolen goods.
Or a bloody knife.
Surrounded by bloody knives.
Oh, that couldn't have been me.
Well, you'd be like,
what if it was? It
doesn't seem like me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
But then again, I don't know.
Well, now I don't remember not doing it.
Yeah, that's the awkward thing.
That's the logic, isn't it? Because I don't remember not doing it, I must have done it.
Yeah, because the not doing of it. It's well, that's a constant, isn't it?
Yeah.
As soon as you do it,
yeah,
that's a break.
It's a break of not doing it. That was good.
Work?
Work.